Can you tell me a bit more about your campaign, please?
So, yes, we're running a GoFundMe campaign, Listen for Ukraine, where it's an appeal to try and help as many people as possible of the refugees that are obviously fleeing moving into Poland predominantly. I think they've got 2.8 million refugees there at the moment. So we thought we would run this campaign, and I have the support of the company that I work for to raise as much money as possible, and then we're going to go out there and try and help as many people as we can.
So what drove you to get involved with this campaign?
We were watching the TV like everyone else, just horrified, and seeing these mothers and children queuing in the snow and the rain and with no support. And a lot of us have young children, so I think it really hit home, and we just felt like we had to do something. And obviously we can't solve the problem, but we can help as much as we can. And that's what we want to do. And that's the point of the appeal.
Am I right in thinking that, is it you that's written a song, or someone you know has written a song?
Actually, yeah, the song is a song that I wrote. It's a song about crisis, so it seemed well fitting for the campaign. And it was something that I could offer, because obviously it's my song. So I could offer to the campaign without causing any issues.
Yeah, lovely stuff. How much money are you trying to raise? Is there a target figure?
Yeah, so the target on GoFundMe is £5,000. And we're at the moment, we're running at 1,765. So it's well on the way to £5,000. And we hope that people will follow us and support the campaign.
And for the people who are interested in donating, what are you planning to do with the money that they donate?
So what we plan to do, and we kind of do explain this on the GoFundMe page, but what we plan to do is we're going to buy as many products as we can that they need out there, and then we're going to drive out there and we're going to distribute it ourselves. So it's a very simple concept. We set the appeal up, we try and raise as much money as we can. We're going to put all the money into buying the products, and we're going to drive out there and distribute it to the people who need it the most.
Now, you said you've got support from your employer. So are you driving to the border yourself?
Correct. Yes. I'll be one of the guys going. Yes.
So how many other people are going with you?
There's going to be two of us.
Amazing stuff. And how long do you expect it to take to get there and back again?
Well, it's roughly 2 days each way. So it's a long way. And we're obviously going to be running shifts to get out there. But we'll get there, and we'll do the best we can. And obviously, I owe it to everyone who's joined the appeal to do what we said we're going to do. So, that's the plan.
Do you know whereabouts you're planning to go in Poland? Do you know what destination?
So because we're not ready to go yet, I've got feelers out. We've actually got a team in Poland next week in Warsaw, and they're going to do some scouting around, because I'm an aircraft engineer. I travel all over the place. So I was in Lithuania just a month ago, in right on the border in Vilnius and Kaunas. So we kind of get around quite a bit, and I've got a team next week in Poland, and they're going to be driving out and trying to see different of these reception centres and try and get some help. So we haven't made a decision yet, because obviously things are changing all the time. So that's kind of where we are, really. But we're going to go to where we think they need the most help.
And are you planning on doing another trip afterwards, or is this, you're just doing the one trip?
Well, that's a good question, and depends on how successful the campaign is. I mean, if we keep the momentum going and we can keep drawing money into the appeal, then who knows what we can do. But at the moment, we're planning on one trip, and then we will see where we are at the end of that.
Oh, well, it sounds brilliant stuff. Absolute brilliant campaign, Liam. You're doing such good work. Is there anything else that you'd like to add at all before we conclude the interview?
The only thing is the idea come from like a busker concept, when you would walk down the high street and hear a busker playing a song and then you think, God, you know what? I really like that. He's put some effort in there. I'll give him a couple of pounds, £5. That was kind of the idea behind this, to try and do something a little bit different where, you know, it's not just an appeal where you give money, but we can give you something. Clearly, it's a choice whether you listen to the song. The song's not the important bit. It's a vehicle for the campaign to work. So please do listen for Ukraine, and any donations will be fantastic. Thank you. Brown, because I didn't want to promote my song. That's not the point of the appeal. Of course, it's the point of the appeal is to raise money for the Ukrainian people. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Oh, sorry, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm still here.
And the company that I work for is General Electric, which is a huge American company. They were the second biggest in the world, and they're supporting us because we're like a micro business. But obviously, they also, like me, they're very cautious about promoting themselves, because it loses the whole point of the appeal if it looks like you're angling a different agenda. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So I've really tried to, if you listen to the song, even though I wrote the song on SoundCloud, there's no link to me or anything. It's all Listen for Ukraine, because that is what this is all about. So I just wanted to talk off mic about that. That's kind of the idea behind it.